Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
We get a chance now to talk to Chief of Inpatient Cardiovascular Services with WellStar Health System. He's also president and governor for the Georgia chapter of the American College of Cardiology. He is Dr. Arthur Reitman, who joins us via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Dr. Reitman, thank you for your time this morning, as we certainly have a lot of questions we would like to get to with you, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's a great forum to have a conversation about how we can prevent events like we saw the other night and what to do under the circumstances in which all of us may be watching just such an event unfold.
Right. And we've heard a lot of things when we all saw DeMar Hamlin go down, you know, just the shock of somebody literally laying there lifeless for moments. You know, first and foremost, we've heard cardiac arrest. We've heard arrhythmia thrown out with doctors all over the country yesterday. You know, a two-part question. What is heart arrhythmia and what are the effects on the rest of the body when the heart stops and has to be restarted?
Great questions. You know, the fact of the matter is this young man suffered a cardiac arrest, and really it's unclear what the reason is. But the reason is less important at this point when we're trying to get to him to restart the heart. When there is a rhythm abnormality like happened with Mr. Hamlin the other night, think about it. This kid is an elite athlete. I mean, if someone like this can have an event where the heart rhythm is no longer normal and there's not synchrony between the top two chambers and the bottom two chambers of the heart, and instead the heart is just quivering, then we're not getting enough blood flow to the brain, to all the vital organs. And it was in that setting that DeMar passed out, and we all witnessed exactly what happened. The most critical thing when the electrical system fails, which is what an arrhythmia can be, is providing the mechanical means to pump blood around to the brain and vital organs, like we talked about. And so doing high-quality chest compressions, like the American Heart Association teaches all of us, high-quality chest compressions, about 100 to 110 beats per minute, that is what is going to increase the likelihood of an individual like Mr. Hamlin surviving until trained paramedics get there. It increases the likelihood 2 to 3 times. So a bystander walking by, recognizing somebody going down, can literally increase the likelihood of survival 2 to 3 times by merely performing high-quality CPR like all of our kids are taught here in high school in Georgia.
I've read different places that this was a freak happening, just the perfect blunt force trauma to the perfect place, I guess at an imperfect time. Is there anything he could have done to prevent this?
No, there are a lot of different hypotheses floating around social media and even, you know, even sort of the standard outlets right now. There are a lot of people pontificating about what this could have been. The fact of the matter is we're really not sure at this point, and we may not know for quite some time. There is nothing that this guy could have done to prevent this. You have to presume that such an elite athlete has a lot of high-quality medical professionals that care for him on a frequent basis, things that would have been easily understood on an EKG or an echocardiogram before he would have ever started playing football professionally. So this is not his fault. I think that the message for all of us is, instead of running away in fear and panicking when we see something like this happening, run towards somebody like this. Call 911 right away. Start compressions right away. Then wait for the medical professionals, the paramedics, the firefighters who are trained to identify heart rhythm abnormalities. Wait for them to come and help, but do not stop CPR. Activate 911 and start CPR right away. Run towards people like this.
Dr. Arthur Reitman, Chief of Inpatient Cardiovascular Services with WellStar Health System, joining us via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line.
Dr. Reitman, what are the long-term outcomes or even treatment plans for somebody that suffers from heart arrhythmia?
You know, heart arrhythmia comes in a wide variety of forms. It may be something, heart arrhythmia is sort of a wastebasket term. There are lots of people out there who have atrial fibrillation, who have extra beats. A lot of those are not things that require intensive therapy. On the other end of the spectrum is a guy like this who has a dangerous heart rhythm, who probably had never had one before. And as a consequence of that, the blood flow to his brain may have been compromised for a period of time. So because he was so young and healthy, it seems from the news that we've heard, it seems like his heart was restarted. We don't know exactly what care was provided for him, but you have to speculate that he's, because we know he has a breathing tube down, his body is probably being cooled so that his brain has the opportunity to recover, probably for, you know, at least 24 hours or so. So I'm sure that over the next 12 to 24 hours, we'll start getting more information about this. And with high-quality CPR immediately delivered like he got, there's a reasonable chance of recovery to discharge from the hospital. We don't want to be overly optimistic right now until there's more information available, but there's a reasonable chance that because of how quickly care was delivered to Mr. Hamlin, that we could see more of him. And I think that's what everybody's praying for.
And lastly, Dr. Reitman, what are preventative tests you should ask for concerning your heart?
You know, we should all be paying close attention to our activity levels, to spending at least 30 minutes, five times a week, getting our heart rate up. Mm. We should be paying attention to electrocardiograms and EKG at some point in our early life. If we are athletic at all, echocardiography can be useful to exclude a structural heart problem. All of those things your cardiologist and the American Heart Association can walk you through. But these are sort of some baseline scenarios. There is in more complicated scenarios and situations and diagnoses, it may not have ever come to light that Mr. Hamlin had a problem until something very elaborate, like an MRI, would have revealed. But that's not something we would ever do as part of a screening tool. So an EKG, paying attention to chest pain, shortness of breath when exercising, and for those folks who are very athletic, weekend warriors, or even very highly skilled athletes like Mr. Hamlin is, an echocardiogram, an ultrasound of the heart, can be very useful to exclude other major problems.
Well, we certainly thank you for your time. We certainly are appreciative of the information, and hopefully, you know, good things come out for DeMar Hamlin, and a lot more people will get a little proactive with themselves and with their kids on making sure the proper test and proper amount of attention is placed on our hearts, because we all could have anything, or all could have something like happen to DeMar Hamlin happen at any time, and we certainly want to be as best prepared as we can. Dr. Reitman, we thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. And again, CPR basics on the American Heart Association website. This is a transgenerational skill that we can use on the athletic field, at home, wherever we are. There is so much utility for this. You can save a person's life by knowing something that's very, very basic. Thank you again for having me this morning. And again, our prayers go out to Mr. Hamlin and his family.
There he is, Dr. Arthur Reitman, Chief of Inpatient Cardiovascular Services with WellStar Health System, joining us via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.